You are back with The Conversation. This is Catherine Cruz, and we were talking with This American Life host, Ira Glass, about his approach to his show. Now, he talked about the first time he came to Hawaii on a family trip that did not go well. It triggered what he called a dark episode. And when we brought it up in our conversation, it had actually been almost exactly 24 years to the day that the show aired on December 8th, 1995. He may or may not play highlights from it on his Hawaii theater show, but our interest was certainly piqued. Here's the opening of episode 4 of WBEZ Chicago's This American Life. Take a listen.
You know, you tell a friend, I'm going to Hawaii, and then it's like you watch the word enter their brain, and the sensate thinking part of them goes away, and their eyes start to glaze. And then, as if in a dream, like a scene from The Manchurian Candidate, they say the word. It's paradise. Welcome to WBEZ Chicago. It's This American Life. I'm Ira Glass. Each week, of course, we choose a theme and invite a variety of writers and performers to tackle that theme. Today's program, Nightmare Vacations. Stories by Sandra Tsing Lo and David Sedaris. And this question. If an American family can't get along in paradise, what hope is there?
Okay, got you hooked. Want to find out more about the show's creator? Well, we pick up our conversation with Ira Glass. I'm just curious, because you've been with public radio for so long, you know, how do you view this, you know, with younger people, you know, just listening to podcasts and just leapfrogging radio?
I think it's fine. I don't think it's bad at all. Like I'm very loyal to public radio because I've worked in public radio, but like I think, you know, public radio will adapt and you know, public radio is still going strong. And I think that the two media are so similar. You know, I think being on the radio, the thing that I don't know if this has been your experience since you came over from TV, but the thing I think that makes radio so different from television is radio is so much more intimate. Don't you think?
Yes, it is. You know, and I remember taking a sign language class, and their structure of their language is they just get right to the point. They'll just come up to you and say, "You're weird." And then they'll launch into this, you know, "These are all the reasons why I think you're weird." But it's very much like that. At least for me, anyway, for TV, it's like, yeah, you grab someone right at the top, and then you kind of fill in the story.
Yeah, and in radio, I feel like you're just much more present as a human being to the listener. Like, there's something about just the intimacy of hearing somebody's voice and not seeing them. I think it makes it more intimate. And the fact is, like, that's true for the radio, but it's also true for podcasts. I feel like making a podcast, you know, is no different. And like in my team, which all trained, you know, we all made radio first. You know, we went on to do these podcasts that are huge, big podcasts, Serial and S-Town and these other shows. And I feel like basically the laws of radio apply to podcasts. So I don't think podcasts are a threat at all. If anything, it's kind of exciting because it's a lot easier to get together the money and get a little podcast going than it is to talk a radio station, an actual radio station, which either has to have a certain number of listeners or, if it's a commercial station, has to like sell advertising to actually get you on the air. I feel like the fact that it's such a low barrier to entry to get a podcast going means that there's really some really fun and exciting stuff out there, and a lot of stuff that's kind of terrible, but in among it. Like there's really some like really interesting things that people have made.
Yes, there are. I mean, I went to a podcasting conference and I was just so amazed because it integrated the audience. You know, there were just lots of young people that are dressed up as their favorite characters, and it was pretty exciting. It was PodCon.
Wait, people were dressed up as their favorite characters from podcasts?
Yes, it was just the most amazing thing, and. You know, I'm sitting next to someone with pointed ears, you know?
Wait, is there a Star Trek podcast that I don't know about or something?
It's just amazing. And I think that's what opened my eyes, is just the possibilities are just endless. You know, you come up with an idea and you create this drama, and who knows where it'll go. And you know, to see these groupies at this conference, just I was just dumbstruck. I was like, wow, this is really amazing.
Yeah.
And then they developed into actually creating the shows at the conference. You know, a lot.
Oh, really? Conference.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's great what's going on right now. And some of the podcasts that are out there, if there are people who are listening who aren't listening to podcasts, are so wonderful. The New York Times podcast, The Daily, like at this point, I feel like it's one of my prime news sources. They do such a beautiful job, you know. And like, there's so many podcasts right now that are so interesting.
Well, gosh, so here you are. You're going to be coming to Hawaii. hopefully, you'll have a better time.
I'm sure I will.
Is there anything that you want to do while you're here?
I want to give a nice speech for the people who show up. That's my number one priority, is to do something that people will enjoy, and to, you know, stand on stage and tell entertaining stories that people like to hear. And then beyond that, I'll probably take a surf lesson. I did it the last time I was there and haven't surfed since. So I'm going to have to learn it all over again. But that was fun. I'm traveling with somebody who has family in Hawaii, so we'll probably go and see their family.
Okay, so you get a little different perspective then.
Yeah, I hope.
How we really live.
Well, I mean, you say that like it isn't that different from the way that the rest of us live around the country, right?
No, it's just that, you know, the cost of living is so high here. You end up working. Many people work several jobs, and you don't have time to enjoy paradise. That's my one lament, maybe.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's the same in New York City, where I live. The cost of living is so high, except nobody refers to it as paradise. You don't have the smell of garbage on the street as you walk down the street. I bet it smells kind of nice, right?
Well, my daughter just moved back from New York, and I asked her, you know, how do you like the East Coast? And she goes, Mom, you smile at people, and they don't smile back. And they cut in line. So that's her take of the East Coast.
Yeah, it's not so bad over here. But yes.
You know, you probably didn't say, well, I'm going to, you know, have a career in radio. I mean, you studied signs. Is there anything just looking back, you know, because you are a celebrity and kind of melding that? If that wasn't your goal?
I mean, I feel like I'm a very specialized kind of celebrity where you know, a certain kind of person knows that I exist and knows that I do a show. But, you know, I'm fairly certain that when I get on the plane to come to Hawaii, like, nobody's going to know who I am. In fact, like, sometimes when I give a speech like the one I'm going to be doing there, like, I'll say to the audience, how many people here are just here, like, on a date with their spouse? And really, you don't have a very good idea of who I am at all. And usually, like, there's a totally solid portion of the audience that is just a little bit, like, not so certain who I am. So I don't have any illusions about the level of fame that I have. I have to say, like, one of the things I've been really fascinated with Hawaii is, how did the same state produce both Tulsi Gabbard and Barack Obama?
Oh, that's a good one. Well, you know, it's an interesting place. It's very complex, there's so much interesting stuff that happens here that at first blush, you know, you have a great time or a bad time on your first trip. It can get pretty deep.
Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah, maybe you'll get a tour of Barack Obama's houses where he lived. That's always a fun one.
Oh.
Did you know that he was the first, he's actually the only American president to live in a high rise? I mean, that's his childhood home. You know, I mean, they're not going to, like, make it into a museum.
No, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah. It was kind of just across from his school. So, yeah, he's the very, very first one to have been raised in an apartment building.
I like that.
Yeah. Anyway, good fun. Well, hopefully I get to meet you. I'm sorry that this interview is not in person. I'm not like Terry Gross. I like to kind of, like, you know, see people across the table.
Yeah. Well, definitely, if you come to the show, I hope you'll come say hi.
Oh, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And I really do hope that you have a better trip this time.
Thank you. I'm sure I will. Okay. I'm sure I will.
Ira Glass will be on stage Saturday, December 21st at 8 p.m. Hawaii Theater Center in Honolulu. You can find out more at hawaiipublicradio.org.